Hey there, folks. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of emotions? Like one minute you're on top of the world, the next you're feeling like the ground is crumbling beneath you. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Emotional intelligence and empathy. Think of it like this life is a complex symphony, right? There are highs, there are lows, there are beautiful melodies, and sometimes a few dissonant notes thrown in for good measure. Emotional intelligence is all about being able to understand and manage those musical notes both your own and those around you. And empathy? That's the key to truly connecting with others, building meaningful relationships, and creating a world where everyone feels seen and heard. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Dylan, this sounds like something straight out of a self-help book. Trust me, it's not just airy-fairy concepts. This stuff is real, practical, and can actually make a huge difference in your day-to-day life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you boost your emotional intelligence and empathy. 1. Become a master observer. This means paying attention not just to what people say, but also to how they say it. Are their words laced with sarcasm? Is their body language telling a different story than their voice? Think of yourself as a detective, carefully piecing together the clues to understand someone's true feelings. Ever notice how your best friend can tell you're having a bad day even if you try to hide it? That's because they're really good at observing those subtle cues. 2. Develop your self-awareness. Get to know yourself inside and out, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and what makes you tick. What are the situations that tend to push your buttons? When do you feel most calm and collected? Understanding these patterns can help you manage your emotions more effectively. 3. Practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly engaging with the speaker, showing them you care, and trying to understand their perspective. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and avoid interrupting. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you without judgment? That's the power of active listening. 4. Cultivate compassion. This means putting yourself in other people's shoes and trying to see things from their point of view. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from and why they feel the way they do. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, even if they seem oblivious to it. 5. Be mindful. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Don't judge them, just observe them without getting caught up in them. This can help you create space between your emotions and your reactions, allowing you to respond more thoughtfully rather than impulsively. Think about that time when a friend was going through a tough breakup. Did you offer a shoulder to cry on, lend a listening ear, or maybe even make them their favorite meal? You are being empathetic. That's the kind of impact emotional intelligence and empathy have to connect us, support us, and help us build a better world together. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and your colleague is having a particularly stressful day. They're snapping at people, making mistakes, and just generally radiating negativity. Now, here's where emotional intelligence comes in. Instead of taking their frustration personally or getting sucked into the negativity spiral, you could offer them a kind word or a genuine compliment to brighten their mood. Ask if they're okay and offer your support, even if it's just listening without judgment. Be patient and understanding, knowing that everyone has off days. By being empathetic and emotionally intelligent, you can turn a potentially tense situation into an opportunity for connection and support. So, what are we taking away from all of this? Emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about striving to understand ourselves and others better. It's about cultivating empathy, compassion, and the ability to navigate life's complexities with grace and resilience. And trust me, folks, that journey is worth every step. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of emotional intelligence. Leave a review, tell us your thoughts in the comments, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep building that inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.